Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Once again, two of the finest Catholic apologists in the world, taking your questions on any topic. It's open forum. First hour, Jimmy Akin with us. Second hour, Tim Staples. The number to call, 888-318-7884. As you have probably guessed, we are going to also be raising some money this hour. So I'll only give out this number a few times. And then we're going to have to give out the pledge number after that. So if you have a question that you'd like to ask on air, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. And the other number has to do with our pledge drive. The way it works, we fund this little effort we have here called making this radio program, Catholic Answers Live, and doing the other media that we do around here, simply by coming to you and asking you to support that work for 3 months at a time. And so we ask four times a year to be funded for the next 3 months, and that costs $225,000. So we're in the midst of that. We're in the second day of 3 days. We'll take 6 hours to do that. We won't take all the time each hour. As a matter of fact, we'll just break in every now and then to ask you to call 888-291-8000 and make your pledge. Jimmy Akin, thank you very much for being here with us today.
My pleasure. And why don't we start out today by going over the different levels that people may want to give at? Because, you know, we are looking for one-time gifts, but in particular, we're looking for recurring monthly gifts, you know, gifts where we know what's going to be coming in every month, so it's a dependable source of income for us, and we can plan based on that. And there are different suggested levels of giving. Now, yesterday, we went through them kind of lickety-split, Cy Kellett. So today, maybe let's not dig down on them in a great deal of depth, but go through them at a little more of a relaxed pace so people can process what we're saying a little bit better. One of the levels that is a suggested giving level is just $10 a month. So that's, you know, $120 a year, but $10 a month, easily something that almost everybody in the audience can afford. And what we have also have thank yous that we would like to give people for their support. So, Cy Kellett, tell me, what is the thank you that we would like to send people for if they can donate at $10 a month, just $10?
We will send them. And by the way, all of these pledges will be matched dollar for dollar. We'll send you the welcome box. You get that in your email, and then you sign in to the Society 315, okay. And then you get a T-shirt, a Catholic Answers car magnet, and a coupon code to shop at Catholic Answers shop. But then you also get different things a few times
throughout
a year,
to
say thanks for being a member of the club and to interact with the other members of the club.
So for $10 a month, you join the Society 315. That's a giving society we have here. And you get all those benefits, including the membership package as well as exclusive content throughout the year. The next higher level from that is $20 a month. So that'd be $240 a year. Or you could make a one-time gift of $200, but just $20 a month. We'll give you the welcome package. And what else?
Twisted Unto Destruction, the new book from Don Johnson about the social consequences of the Sola Scriptura doctrine. Again, that's if you call 888-291-8000 and make your pledge right now of $20 a month or more.
A step up from there is $45 a month or a one-time gift of $500. And for that, we have another thank you we want to give you in addition to the previous stuff. What would that be?
At the $45 a month pledge level, all of the above, plus Jimmy Akin's book, A Daily Defense, 365 Days, plus one to becoming a better apologist.
Yeah, and you don't have to say all of the above because there is no above on radio, but and it's included in when I said all of the previous stuff. So we should point out these are cumulative tiers. You get and whatever tier you donate at, you get the thank yous for the lower tier. So that's the $45 tier. You get the two books and the welcome package. If you go to the next level, it's $84 a month. And you might wonder, why 84? Well, it's because if you multiply it by 12 months, it adds up to $1,000. And $1,000 a year is the amount for joining another giving society known as the President's Club. And if you give $84 a month, which almost, I won't say everybody can afford, but lots of people can afford $84 a month. It's not even $100 a month. You get a variety of benefits from that, including access to VIP receptions at Catholic Answers conferences, cruises, and other events. You get a free copy of everything we publish during the year. So that's all the books and booklets and DVDs and audio sets. You also get all of the magazines we publish during the course of the year. And you get an invitation to our annual Founders Circle weekend and access to the apologetic work of Tom Nash, who is an apologist that we work with, who specifically answers questions coming from President's Club members. So as a President's Club member, you get to ask questions with, you know, Tom Nash making it a priority to answer them for you. The final regular recommended giving level is $417. A month. And that's another odd number. Why 417? Why is that? Well, if you multiply it by 12, it adds up to $5,000. And $5,000 is the entry level for our highest giving society, which is called the Founder Circle. In addition to all the benefits from the President's Club, if you join the Founder Circle, you also get a complimentary registration for you and your spouse at the annual Founder Circle weekend, and you get special access to courses that aren't published per se. They're not in book or DVD form, but on the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics, an online school we have, you get access to that as well. So we really do want to hear from you. The number to call, as Cy said, is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You also can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com from anywhere in the world, so you don't have to be here in North America. You also can go 24 hours a day, any day of the week. So it's all-time access. You just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You get exactly the same benefits. The levels are exactly the same, and you can donate safely and securely online. So please do give us a call. The number, once again, is 888-291-8000. We have two of our Catholic Answers employees who are currently taking phone calls and 10 who are not currently taking phone calls, but they're waiting at their desks to take your call so you'll get through quickly and easily. It only takes a few seconds. So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. Now, Cy Kellett, we typically have matches for the hours of the radio drive. What kind of match do we have this hour?
Two matches, as a matter of fact, Jimmy, for anyone who calls 888-291-8000 or goes safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Every pledge, whether it's a one-time pledge, a monthly pledge, it is matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000 this hour. And then for any new monthly pledge, there is an additional dollar-for-dollar match. So essentially, your money gets tripled. If you say, Jimmy mentioned that $10 per month level, the kind of introductory level to the Society 315, well, that would be matched once and then once again. So it would be $30 a month to us. A perfect time to make your pledge. 888-291-8000.
Now, yesterday, Cy, we had an okay first hour. We had some very large gifts that helped us get to that first $20,000 match. The second hour, we had problems. Some of them were technical. We were apparently off of EWTN for a couple of minutes that interrupted people's feed. Also, because of the time of year. During our second hour, a lot of our stations are sundowners and they're actually not on the air, so fewer people were hearing us. And we really struggled to get our second hour $20,000 match made. It did happen overnight, so that's good, but we don't want to get into that kind of problematic situation today. So we really do need to hear from you. Also, yesterday I mentioned I wanted to plant a seed because in order to get to our overall drive goal, we will need to hear from people who are able to make larger donations like $1,000, $2,500, $5,000, $10,000, or $20,000. If you're one of the people who could consider making a donation of that amount. I understand you may need to check, do some checking. You may need to check with your spouse. You may need to check, what account am I going to pull it from, or, what kind of stock am I going to use for that? So please be thinking about that now. Now, if you're already in a position where you know you can donate that, please do just give us a call and make that commitment. It'll be off your plate. It'll be one less thing you got to do. But by all means, please do contact us and make your donation, make your pledge by tomorrow, by the end of the radio drive. So just want to remind you about that. Also, we need donations at every other kind of level, whether it's large or small. So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. There are 14 folks ready to take your calls, just six lines occupied. So it'd be easy to get you in there and out of there if you need to be quick about it. 888-291-8000. But I am going to go to the phones and get a question for Jimmy. Jesse in Detroit, listening on the iHeartRadio app. We're glad you're here, Jesse. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Okay. Thanks so much for taking my call. Really love your guys' show, and I've learned so much just becoming Catholic in the past year or so. My question has to do with grace, and I understand that there's a couple different types of graces, being actual grace and sanctifying grace. But I was talking with a Protestant buddy, and he brought up, states of grace and how that sort of fits into the equation of grace. So my question is, how can we as Christians kind of think about states of grace given the two types of grace, if that makes sense?
Okay, so you were cutting in and out a little bit there on your phone, Jesse, but I got enough of the question that I think I can answer it for you. In Catholic theology, the term state of grace is used principally to refer to having the gift of sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace is the type of grace that enables us to have spiritual union with God. And so if we have sanctifying grace in our souls, then we are said to be in a state of grace. The other major kind of grace that gets discussed is known as actual grace. And actual grace is given to us to help us perform specific acts. For example, if I'm about to feed a hungry person or give clothing to a naked person, those are physical acts of mercy. They're acts of grace towards that person, and so God gives me the kind of grace that will enable me to perform these loving actions, and that because it's oriented towards action. That kind of grace is referred to as actual grace because it's oriented to actions. And like picking up the phone and helping Catholic Answers keep going. That's another one, just by the way. In any event, we don't typically talk about actual grace as being a state of grace. It is a grace that puts us into an ongoing, enduring state. The grace in Catholic theology that does that, as I said, is sanctifying grace. It's grace that makes us holy in a way that puts us into a state of spiritual union with God. And so that's the way we use this terminology in Catholic theology. Terminology can be used other ways in other communities. So, in talking to your Protestant friend, I wouldn't say, oh, you're using the terminology wrong. I don't know exactly how they would be using the terminology in his particular circle of Protestantism, but you can certainly ask him, and we can, as Catholics and Protestants, we can learn to translate between the language that gets used in the different communities.
And thank you very, very much for the call and for the question. We're going to do our very best to get as many folks on as we can with Jimmy this hour and with Tim next hour, but we are in the middle of our very last opportunity to come to you and ask you for your support this year. We will just be on for 6 hours this week asking you for your support, and then we'll live with the result. We need to raise $225,000 to be fully funded. to stay in business, so, you know, keep doing what we're doing for the next 3 months. And I have to be honest with you, we're adding new things. You know, we've got new things all the time, new social media outreaches, new podcasts and all of that. And all of that is due to the fact that you have supported us. You've been there to take care of us, support us, build up this apostolate. And now we come to you and ask you once again to support all those things so we can keep trying to do them, trying to share Jesus, trying to share the truth about his church with everybody in the world, because it is tough out there right now. There's a lot of madness in the world. If you're ready to support us, we're ready with some matches from some very generous donors. One match is a $20,000 match this hour. It's a you raise it, you get it kind of match. If we can raise $20,000, we get the full $20,000. And that's on any pledge, whether it's a dollar or $10,000, whether it's a one-time pledge or a monthly pledge, it'll all be doubled. 888-291-8000. However, if you start a new monthly pledge, it will be matched again, because we have an additional $65,000 for this pledge drive for those who will make a monthly recurring pledge, but a new one. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. We have not filled up the phone lines yet, and we're starting off a little bit slow today, but often the first 15 minutes, you know, you got to get oriented, find the phone, do all that stuff, make a decision. But if we can get you in here today, in this hour, it will save a lot of phone lines. If you're gonna make that pledge anyways, it'll save a lot of phone lines on the busiest day, which will be tomorrow. So your help greatly, greatly appreciated here, and we do need it. We're a bit behind right now. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you prefer texting, just text the word Catholic to 24365 right now. All of it, whatever method you use, it is all up for those matches. The matches are applied to any pledge made anywhere. Again, go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, you were saying again, so I'll let you finish. We don't want to leave the audience hanging. They need closure on that phone number.
The number, 888-291-8000.
Si, yesterday I talked just briefly about the biblical theology of giving, because the Bible does have quite a bit to say about this. You know, God's people in the ancient world, whether it was in the Old Testament or the New Testament, in order to do God's work, it needed the support of the people. And so the Bible does talk a good bit about the theology of giving. You know, Jesus is famous for having said that the worker deserves his wages, and he's referring specifically to people who do spiritual work. And that actually is the only saying of Jesus from the Gospels that gets repeated outside. Well, there's one other, but there's one other about the Eucharist. It's one of two sayings of Jesus that gets repeated outside of the Gospels and attributed to Jesus. St. Paul later quotes it as something that Jesus says. And it's, again, it's on the subject of giving. So this is something our Lord himself talked about. St. Paul also talks a considerable amount about giving. He does so, for example, in his second letter to the Corinthians and in his letter to the Galatians. And 2 Corinthians has a particularly famous passage that I'm going to quote from. In 2 Corinthians, St. Paul is, you know, he's writing to the Corinthian church in Greece, and he's been taking up a collection to give to the poor of the church in Jerusalem. And he's been doing that from multiple different churches. He mentions, for example, that the churches in Macedonia, which is near Greece, they really got on board with this program, and they were really generous, even though they were in an impoverished situation. And so now he's talking to the Corinthians about giving, and he's kind of, in chapter 9, he's kind of summing it up. And he says, the point is this. So now he's really getting to where the rubber meets the road. He says, the point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So he's using a sowing and reaping metaphor here, or analogy here. You know, sowing is when you go out into the field and you plant seeds. Reaping is after the plants have grown, you harvest the crop and you get benefit back. Okay, so what do sowing and reaping mean in this context? Well, he's fundraising for this collection. And so the fundraising itself, where people give money, that's the sowing. That's like, in Paul's mind, that's like planting a seed. And so when you give money to this collection, you're planting seeds, and those seeds will bear fruit for you in the future. Because that's what he says, if you sow sparingly, meaning if you give a little bit, well, you're going to reap sparingly. You're not going to get that much benefit. But if you sow bountifully, if you really are generous towards this effort he's conducting, then you will reap bountifully. You'll get a lot of benefit. And he therefore says each one must decide, must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And that also gives you an insight into the kinds of benefit that you'll receive. Now, of course, God can arrange it, and St. Paul points this out, God can arrange it so that you receive benefits even in this life. But fundamentally, God loves a cheerful giver. You're going to receive God's love, and that's something that endures for eternity. And this is something Paul brings out in other passages. But the fundamental message is, by supporting the work of God, which is what we're doing here on Catholic Answers Live, we're teaching God's Word. By supporting the work of God, you will receive rewards from God, including not only rewards in this life, but rewards in the next life that you'll be able to enjoy for all of eternity. So just like St. Paul wanted his readers to enjoy those rewards and receive those rewards, we want the same thing for you, our listeners. We not only want to be able to continue doing the show, we also want you to be able to experience those rewards in this life and in the next. And the way to do that is be a cheerful giver. Please give us a call and sow bountifully. You know, what's bountiful will depend on your means, but give us a call, sow bountifully. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. I believe we're going to take another call before the break, but then we're going to be going into the break, and that will be an ideal time to call because you won't be missing anything. Currently, there are 10 Catholic Answers employees who are just waiting to take your call, so please give them a call. 888-291-8000.
And back to the phones we go, because it's open forum, and we're happy to take these calls. This is what you are giving the money for, after all, and we don't want to take too much of a break from doing that. But we do need to ask you for your support. And as Jimmy said, lots of lines open right now to take those calls. 888-291-8000. Maybe start a new monthly pledge in any amount. It'll be tripled this hour. 888-291-8000. John in Tennessee is next, watching on YouTube. Hi, John. You got a question for Jimmy?
Hi, yes. I'm a big fan of Jimmy's and Catholic Answers as well. The work you guys do is awesome.
Thank you.
And it's amazing, because I've been listening for a while, the wide amount of topics that you guys have knowledge on. And so I just really appreciate it. My question is for Jimmy. Correct me if I'm wrong, the Catholic Church teaches that baptized believers are in imperfect communion with the church, and I'm assuming that means baptized believers who are ignorant of the Catholic Church teachings. But what about baptized believers who know the Catholic dogmas, believe in them, in most of them or all of them, and yet chooses to remain Protestant or whatever other faith out of fear or whatever the case may be?
Okay, so the Catholic Church acknowledges that we're in a real but imperfect communion with everybody who's baptized. In terms of being in a state of grace, which is something that's not guaranteed just because you're a Catholic, and the reverse is not guaranteed just because you're not a Catholic. Both Catholics and non-Catholics can either be in a state of grace or not. But the fundamental principle, and this was articulated by the Second Vatican Council, but the fundamental principle is, if you know that the Catholic Church is God's church, that it was founded by Jesus and so forth. If you know that, and by no, I mean you have evidence that should tell you that, not just that you've heard the claim, but if you have evidence that tells you that the Catholic Church is Jesus's church, then you do need to join it. And if you're, you know, afraid about joining it, okay, God will take that into account, but that may not remove, you know, the problem. You could still be jeopardizing your salvation, just like in the ancient world. If you were in Jesus's day and there was only one church and you said, wow, I really love that prophet Jesus of Nazareth, and I really think he's a man of God, and I really think he's teaching the truth, and I would like to join his church, but I'm afraid to join his church because people at the synagogue might look down on me. Well, you might be endangering your salvation in that situation. And the same thing is true in principle now. It's great for people who recognize the truth of a lot of what the church teaches and are open to learning more. At some point, though, you do need to act on that truth and go all the way and become Catholic.
Time for the break.
Hope that's helpful. But here we are, as Cy says, with the break. Ideal time to call. Give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host, Jimmy Akin. Our guest this hour, next hour, Tim Staples. Open forum both hours. And both hours, we'll be doing just a little bit of fundraising in between answering the questions. I do want to say we're always, it's always a little bit exciting to us to get those international calls. So thank you for the call and donation from Canberra, Australia. And another from Scotland. I had to actually look up where this town was. Bells Hill, Scotland. So Angela in Canberra and John in Bells Hill, Scotland. Thanks very much for those pledges. Right now I got Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers here. And if you're watching on video, I'm holding a very heavy piece of wood.
Cy, before we talk about that, I want to tell you about three calls yesterday.
Okay, please. Yeah.
So Brooke in...
Chris just wants him to hold that heavy piece of wood for longer.
Wait, hold that.
I approve. Go ahead. Tell us the three
we'll give
stories,
the number
for Chris.
Thank you, Jimmy. I love these moments where you and I agree. Okay, so Brooke got a call in customer service yesterday. She said, I love your show. I'm giving you $100. I'm a Protestant. I love your show.
Oh, thank you,
Brooke.
We
love these calls. So just to let you know, folks, you don't need to be a Catholic to donate to our radio drive. I got a call from a single mother of two in Calexico.
Down by the border.
Yeah, right here on the border. This is a woman who was financially struggling. She was very candid. She said, I can give you $10 a month. I can
God
give you $10 a month.
Oh, thank you so
absolutely,
much.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the widow's mite, my friends. And I know she's making sacrifices to do that. But she said, your radio program means everything to me. It's restored me in my faith. It means everything to me. I don't miss a day. So I'm so, so grateful for it.
Well, we should go out and say hello to her sometime when we're out in the
valley. I told her to
come. That's a really nice thing
to do. Yeah, I told her to come by and say. And then I had a third call, and now I've forgotten what it is. So, okay, here's the thing. Cy Kellett, and I'm going to describe it to you for you folks in Radio Land, is holding a large, heavy, wooden shield of the Catholic Answers crest, CA. And it is the original, the prototype shield that hung in this studio when we first built the G.K. Chesterton studio here at Catholic Answers
six years ago.
And then just a couple of years ago or less, it went through an update.
Renovation.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. However, we saved this shield from the original.
And it's heavy.
And it has been in the Catholic Answers Museum all this time.
The museum. That's what we call it.
John Sorensen's office
is called the Catholic Answers Museum.
Yeah, the operation. Okay. Yeah. You getting tired, Cy?
No, I'm
hang
doing
there.
Fine.
You're doing great.
I'm doing fine,
okay.
Chris.
Good. So the entire staff is going to sign it, and it's going to go to the first person who gives us $10,000 today.
All right. The clock
so that's
is ticking.
A piece of Catholic Answers history. It's a piece of the Catholic Answers studio.
It is.
And it will go to the first person to give us $10,000.
And actually, although, is this simony? Well, it's not yet. Because
it's not simony because it's not a spiritual good.
I know, but it's touching Cy Kellett.
Yeah, that,
so
I think
it's like
that
a,
might be simony.
It's
yeah.
like a. It's a
that's
it's,
a very
it's,
odd
it's
view
a
of
second
simony.
Class relic.
It's not a second class relic until he's died in Canada.
Okay, so has the potential.
No, we're not killing me for $10,000.
Has the potential to be a second class relic?
888-291-8000 is the number to call. First person who calls and gives $10,000 gets this beautiful piece of Catholic Answers history right here.
Signed by the staff. But listen, my friends, $10,000 or $10 a month or $5 a month or $5, whatever it is, we're halfway to our goal for this hour.
For this hour, yeah.
And we're still about 145 short for
165.
165 short to be fully funded. And we need everyone to step up right now. I'm just going to ask this question, and I'm going to let these guys get back to the good work that they do. If you could write a check for $100 or $1,000 or $10,000 and know, if I write that check for $10,000, somebody's going to come into the Catholic Church. One person. You would say $10,000, I'm going to get a convert. That is a bargain. In the economy of salvation, that is the most bargainist bargain you can get, right? But Cy and Jimmy here, they can get you more. They'll get you more for you. So if you want to bring souls into the Catholic Church, if you want to strengthen people's relationship with Jesus Christ, if you want to enable them to go out and bring more souls into the Catholic Church, you have to support this program, because that is the work that we do, and we enable everyone who listens to this show to go out and do that work. It's the ripple effect, and you all are part of it. 888-291-8000. Please be generous.
888-291-8000. 10 lines open right now. 5 calls on, 10 lines open. And there's a match on every pledge. Now you're leaving and I'm sitting here holding
just
this.
Hold it for the rest
of my. Okay. Every single pledge is matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000. But if you pledge a monthly pledge, a new monthly pledge, will be tripled because it'll be matched a second time. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And I want to say some thank yous to people who have been responding to the challenge, responding to the call and giving. Keith from Texas has started donating a little more than $100 a month. He said he listens to us for about 10 to 12 hours a week, and so it's totally worth it, he says. Thank you very much, Keith. Peter from Fredonia, New York, became a President's Club member with a donation of $84 a month. So all I have to say is, hail, hail, Fredonia, land of the brave and free.
Oh, I'm so glad we got that in.
And Any Marx Brothers fans out there who've seen Duck Soup recently will know what that's a reference to. Thank you so much, Peter. Chad and Susie from Wyoming have pledged to donate $1,000. John from Georgia has given an $84 a month pledge and $500 as a one-time gift. And Joyce from North Dakota has made a generous and specific gift of $685. So thank you very much, Joyce, and to everyone who is responding to the call and giving. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We have 12 of our fellow Catholic Answers employees who are sitting at their desks waiting to take your call right now.
888-291-8000. And I think our international listeners are doing it on purpose. They're trying to make me happy because I know I get fired up. Now, a donation from Kristiansand, which is in, well, let me just find out what country it's in. Norway, Kristiansand, Norway, in Adger County, Norway. So thank you very much for that pledge from Norway. Again, the number 888-291-8000. Call and make your pledge now. And I'll tell you what, we'll go back to the phones while you do that and let Jimmy take another question. We go now to Julian in Dedham, Massachusetts, watching on YouTube. Julian, thanks for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for the work you do. So I have a question. I've been looking at apologetics recently. I've heard you, Jimmy, and also Trent Horn and a few others say that God can do anything that isn't logically impossible. So my first question, that I have a follow-up, is where do you get that information? How do you know that God can't do the logically impossible, just that our human minds can't grasp how it's possible? And then the follow-up to that would be, if that is true, then how can Jesus be 100% man and 100% God?
Okay, so in regard to the idea that God can do anything that's logically possible, and but not anything that's logically impossible, that is the standard view of classical theism. It goes back centuries. St. Thomas Aquinas held that view, so would have previous thinkers. And it has a fairly straightforward base, because if you think about, okay, what is something that is logically possible? Well, it's anything that where the terms involved do not contradict each other. So like if I said a horse with one horn, okay, well, that would be a unicorn. And unicorns are logically possible, because there's nothing contradictory between the idea of a horse and having one horn. That's those, you know, you could have horses with any number of horns and it would be a horned creature. It might not be one of the existing species of horses, but it would still be a horse. Similarly, if I said a green door, well, there's nothing contrary between the term green and door. So you could have a green door. Green doors are logically possible. But if I say four-sided triangle, now we're talking about a horse of a different color with a horn, because four-sided and triangle do contradict. Triangles are shapes that by definition have three sides, and therefore the idea of a four-sided triangle is contradictory. It's just gibberish. It doesn't correspond to anything that could possibly exist, because the terms involved are mutually exclusive. And so God could create green doors or one-horned horses, but he could not create a four-sided triangle. And if you even just think about what would a four-sided triangle even be, you can't imagine something. I mean, you could imagine something that's maybe like has three sides in one dimension and four sides in another dimension, like a prism that's kind of triangular, but it's not a triangle at that point because you've added a dimension. If you're talking about a closed two-dimensional shape, then it has to have, if it has three sides, then it cannot have a fourth side. And so the idea is a logical contradiction, and thus it's something God couldn't make. Now, you alluded, Julian, to situations where there may be a reconciliation, where it is possible for something to exist. It's just beyond what we're able to imagine or easily imagine. And there are situations like that. There are some very mysterious things in the world, and sometimes people's common sense leads them astray, and they think that two things may be contradictory when really there's not, when there may be a way to reconcile them. Well, if there is a way to reconcile them, then they're not logically impossible, and God could make them. So that wouldn't disprove the idea that God can do anything logically possible, but not something logically impossible. It would just expand what's logically possible if there is a reconciliation that we're just not aware of. In terms of your final question, so the idea that Jesus is 100% God and 100% man is a bad way of phrasing it. This is not language that the church uses. This is language that I've heard on the popular level. People on who are not careful theologians will sometimes say that, and it will generate exactly the kind of confusion that you expressed, Julian. I mean, how can, if something's 100% one thing, then that's all it can be. It's like if I have a jar that's filled up with 100% water, the water is the only thing in the jar. It can't be 100% water and 100% Coke. You know, that wouldn't make any sense. And similarly, the way people will take the phrase 100% God and 100% man is, how could he be both? Now, what they mean by that is he has a complete divine nature. So he's got 100% of the divine nature. He's got a genuine divine nature. He's got a true divine nature. And he's got a genuine human nature. He has a true human nature. Or if you want to put it he's got 100% of a human nature. But these are two different natures. They're both genuine. They're both true. You can use percentage language for each one of them if you want to do that, but you run the risk of confusing people. But all it means to say Jesus is 100% God and 100% man, that's a bad way to say it, but all it means is he has a complete divine nature and a complete human nature, and so he's both God and man.
Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that folks have been willing to wait to get their answer, because we do have to do a little bit of fundraising each hour for for today and tomorrow while we finish up our pledge drive. The way these pledge drives work, we ask you to keep us funded for the next 3 months. And thus far, it's worked for 25 years. So we're asking you once again, we need to raise $225,000 in order to fully fund the entire operation for the next 3 months. That's the entire studio's operation here, where we make the podcast and we make the videos and the radio, this radio show, and the other things that we do, social media. The way you participate, the way you become part of the family here really is 888-291-8000. You just call that number, we'll pick it up, give whatever you can, and it'll get us closer to that goal.
You know, Cy, you mentioned earlier that we got a donation from Norway, and that's not the only international donation we got this hour. We also, for example, got a donation from North Lanarkshire, and so that's really great to hear about. Yesterday, we had one from Singapore. So we're seeing people all over the world who are recognizing the value of what we do here on Catholic Answers Live, and they're responding and they're calling in, and some of them are from countries
Jimmy, you froze there for just a quick second.
So
let me just finish up that thought, because someone just gave from Glasgow, Scotland. That's Christine in Glasgow, Scotland. And now I think I'm committed, because I've mentioned every single international pledge that we've gotten this pledge drive. So that means anytime someone comes in from a foreign country and makes a pledge, I'm going to have to say it. I think I've set a standard now. The number is 888-291-8000. Let me explain to you where we are. We're trying to raise $225,000. We're about 100 and a little less than $160,000towards that goal right now. We have two matches this hour, the regular $20,000 dollar for dollar match. But that second match, I really want to stress with you, because if you're willing to come in at the $10 a month level, you'd become a member of our Society 315. We'll send you the Society 315 t-shirt and the Catholic Answers car magnet and the coupon code for our shop, Catholic, shop.catholic.com. But your pledge is matched again. You know, it is an additional, because it's a $10 per month pledge, and every new monthly pledge is getting that second match until we use up that $65,000 match that we have for that purpose. Perfect time to call. There's 16 folks without anyone on the line with them right now. These are our colleagues right here in the building. Could we try to fill up those phone lines? So we have not seen that yet today, where the lines are full. It would be exciting for us in the building, and certainly would help us towards our goal if we could fill up those lines now. Here's the number to call to get all those matches. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
And welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Want to give people an update on how we're doing towards our hourly goal of our $20,000 match. We are making progress, but we're not there yet. And we've got 15 minutes left in the show, so we are going to need to hear from additional people in order to match that $20,000. And as Chris said, we don't get it until we match it. So we do need to hear from you. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We're going to take at least one more call before the end of the hour, but there will be a break at the end of the hour. It's the longest break of the hour. It goes on for several minutes. That will be an ideal time to call for you. If you haven't already called, and please do call in, don't wait until the last minute because the lines might fill up. But during that break, it'll be an ideal time to call. You won't miss anything. Well, we've got the people standing by. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Where I was going before Catholic Answers' Skype crashed was we have people outside of North America who are recognizing the value of the show and willing to support it. Some of them may not even be from countries that are as economically developed as the United States, which is the largest economy in the world. So here you are, for our North American listeners, in the most developed economy in the world, and people who are elsewhere are supporting Catholic Answers. What's more, as Chris Check mentioned, we're getting calls from people who aren't even Catholic, and they recognize the value of the show and are willing to support it. So you Catholics in our audience, do you really want to be outdone by people who are not even Catholic or who aren't even in the United States? This is your chance to step up. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
A triple your money kind of thing. It's not a triple match, it's a double match. So if you can make that $10 a month pledge, as I said, you'll become a member of Society 315. The phones are starting to fill up a bit. We still have 8 available, but I do appreciate that people are answering that call. We do have all of a whole bunch of our colleagues waiting by the phone and ready to take your calls. They'd love to talk with you, but they can also get you done in about 90 seconds if you need to get it done quickly. Just let them know what you need, and they'll get it done. 888-291-8000. Maybe you could come in at the $20 level. So in addition to being a member of Society 315, you would get the new book, Twisted Unto Destruction, by Don Johnson. It's about the social consequences of the Sola Scriptura doctrine. And maybe you could come in at the $45 a month level. And then you would also get Jimmy Akin's book, A Daily Defense, 365 Days Plus One to Becoming a Better Apologist. All of that is subject to that double match right now if it is a monthly pledge. 888 1-800-291-8000.
Si, let's try to take lines 1 and line 5 before the end of the hour.
Okay, let's go to line 1 then. Irene in Columbus, South Carolina, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Another thing, I always forget to mention that, but that app is paid for and used by tens of thousands of people around the world. It's paid for by donors.
Hi, Irene. What's your question?
Hang on, Irene. I got to put you on the line. Go ahead, Irene, with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I am calling because my husband is a materialist. He would describe himself as a materialist, specifically a property dualist, I suppose, and I'm a practicing Catholic. And I was wondering, Jimmy, if you have any recommendations for terminology or thought experiments or paradigms that I can use to create a common ground for us to talk about things like life and the soul and sort of like the internal experience of consciousness. That's my question.
So I'll have to answer this briefly, and feel free to call back on non-pledge drive days when I could go into this in more detail. But there are certainly things you can do. One of the things that I would tend to discuss with them is moral realism, because regardless of whether or not he personally believes in real good and evil, it is something that he defaults to, because all humans default to being moral realists. They act as if good and evil are real qualities, and yet, you know, so for example, there are probably things, I don't know what it might be in your husband's case, but maybe racism, maybe murder, but there are going to be some things that your husband will certainly feel are just wrong. And if that's the case, great. But notice that those properties are not empirical properties. You can't go into a lab and measure the goodness or evilness of an action on a spectroscope. These are not properties that are something that you can just read off of a scientific instrument. And yet, nevertheless, humans are built to believe in these properties. They're human universals. They appear in all cultures. And as a result, we see that belief in non-empirical qualities is something that's found in all human cultures. And if he's prepared to say, yeah, I think some things actually are right and some things actually are wrong, then he's acknowledging the reality of things that go beyond simply the material. And so that's one line of discussion that I would propose. There are others, like, for example, I think one way of arguing that there's more to the world than just the material is by pointing to evidence we have for survival after death. There are instances of near-death experiences where people come back from the near-death experiences with veridical information, meaning information that can be confirmed that they learned while they were clinically dead, when their heart and brain were not functioning. I did a whole episode of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World about that. You might want to listen to that. But those are a couple of pointers that I would give you in the short space we have right now. But call again and we can talk more in the future.
Thank you very, very much for that call. Appreciate it. We are now coming up right on the halfway point of our pledge drive. There are 7 lines open at the moment, and you can help us reach that $225,000 goal by tomorrow when we finish the program. That's when we'd like to be at that $225,000 goal. We got those matches for you, especially for new monthly pledges. 888-291-8000. 2 matches for new monthly pledges. 888-291-8000. All of those matches also apply if you go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. There you can do it all yourself, and you can get it done pretty quickly. It's designed to get you through quickly. It'll work with your phone, with your computer, whatever you're using. Or you can just text the word Catholic to 24365, and that will get you where you need to go to make your pledge. Catholic to 24365. 888-291-8000 is the number. We are coming up right now on the break. When we take that break, we'll be away for just a few minutes, but that is a perfect time to call. Maybe we could fill up all those lines. About 10 lines, well, 9 lines open right now. 9 lines open. People sitting here in the building, our colleagues, ready to take your calls. 888-291-8000. Second hour, Tim Staples will be here. We will continue with Open Forum. This right now, as we head into the break, is the perfect time to make your pledge. Jimmy, thank you very much for a great hour.
My pleasure, and I'll see you tomorrow. Do give us a call, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Remember, God loves and will reward a cheerful giver.
Just one more time before we go. If you got $10,000 and you'd like a little piece of Catholic Answers history, the crest that stayed here on the wall for about 6 years right here in this studio, it's sitting next to me in a chair, and you can have it. Whoever gives that $10,000 gift today will get it. But we need help from every level of giving, and especially those new monthly pledges that will get 2 matches right now. 888-291-8000. Back in just a couple minutes from the break. Perfect time to call. Perfect time to visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Right back after this.